In this first video, we're going to take a brief look at what you will learn and unlearn in this creative wholesaling course. You know, wholesaling has always been one of my favorite real estate strategies. And there's a reason for that, because the deals are quick, they're easy, they're profitable, they're low risk, and they're very versatile, because this is a technique that can be combined with virtually any other real estate strategy out there. But perhaps the biggest reason of all is because it's the technique that started my real estate career. Now, this is not to be confused with my very first real estate deal. For those of you who know my backstory, you know that my very first real estate deal was a two-family duplex, which gave me 3 long years of migraines and anxieties, and I hated every day of it. And then I discovered wholesaling, kind of by accident, and it generated enough money to turn real estate into a viable business option for me. So here's what you'll learn in this course: what wholesaling is, how it works, and why it works, how to put creative twists on every aspect of your deals. You're going to learn unique ways to make and present offers that will allow you to leverage the power of the human psyche and position you to negotiate with sellers, not against them, and which will help you short-circuit and eliminate zero-sum negotiating tactics, which is pretty much the default negotiating posture of just about everybody else out there. You're also going to learn creative use of common everyday elements like deeds and trusts and tax prorations. You'll also learn the 6 skills that you need to be a wholesaler. Number 1, how to find the right properties. Discover why certain property types can actually improve your odds of success. Number 2, how to determine their value. See why the best way to determine values may not be what you think. Number 3, how to estimate repairs. Discover a quick and easy shortcut to this otherwise daunting task. Number 4, how to formulate offers. Learn a super simple way to automate the process. Number 5, how to present offers. Discover a unique presentation strategy that I developed, which helps you eliminate uncomfortable confrontation and greatly improves your odds of acceptance. And number 6, how to sell the property or the purchase contract for cash. Learn the difference between these two exit strategies as you discover that there actually are 2 exit strategies. And then find out when and how it's best to do each one. And finally, you'll discover not just 1 way to wholesale, or 2, or even 3, but actually 4 different wholesale strategies. That's 4 times more than what's being taught virtually everywhere else. So now let's look at some of the things that you're going to need to unlearn in this course. Because just as important as what you'll learn is what you'll unlearn. You see, most gurus out there are teaching you the wrong way to wholesale. It's time to mentally erase much of what you've been taught and stop doing things that you've been told to do that are hindering your success, crippling your professionalism, damaging your credibility, and worst of all, putting you at risk of acting illegally. And I'm not just talking about civil wrongdoings here. I'm talking about actual criminal violations. What's the difference? Well, in civil, worst case scenario is you might end up with a big money judgment against you for damages. And that's not good, of course. But criminal? Wow. Worst case scenario is you can end up with big money judgments against you also, plus indictments, fines, penalties, imprisonment, etc., and a permanent criminal conviction record to boot. Just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, here are 4 really big mistakes that gurus are actually teaching you to make. Number 1, making all cash offers with $0 or $10 earnest money. Gurus claim it reduces your risk. It doesn't. It only reduces your credibility and your legitimacy. If anything, it actually increases your risk several ways, as you're going to learn later on in this course. Number 2, asking for 30, 45 days, or even 60 days to close an all-cash deal. Gurus claim that this makes it easier for you to find a buyer. In reality, this can make it harder for you to find a seller, as you'll soon learn. Number 3, putting and/or assigns in your contracts to buy. Gurus say that you need it, but you don't, and it just ends up raising additional unnecessary red flags regarding your ability or your intent to close. Number 4, using the same formula to calculate all of your wholesale offers. See, the problem is not every wholesale deal fits into the same box. And because of that, this can cause you to miss half or more of the potential deals that are out there. So if your guru is teaching you any, or worse, all of these dangerous strategies, it's time for you to ditch them and run, not walk, as fast as you can to the next video in this course.